Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the July 26, 2021 Five Aces Coaching Call. My name is Marty Lucas. You know, really, this is probably one of the most exciting times to be involved with radionics. You know, the last several years have brought us some amazing breakthroughs in our work. The complex rates and reagents, adding the fractals and the logarithms and the perfect fifth components, and of course the thought forms themselves. And as I look over the more than 100 or so reagents I've built over the last few years, I'm amazed at how far we've come and at the power and diversity of the collection. We found that dissolving energetic blockages increases energy flow and allows the subject to heal themselves, and we've learned how to increase that energy flow. We've learned how to structure the energy so that it's a healing energy. And I know it's been a couple years since the last Five Aces classes, and I also understand that you may have missed many of the breakthroughs over the last couple of years. You know, recently someone noticed they had never heard of Dr. Feelgood, another one had never heard of Archi, and still another was not even familiar with energy or cell energy or I'm Source. And if you missed those, they're still available and still powerful, and I use them all the time. In fact, one of my protocols includes over 40 balancing reagents, one after another. So imagine a busy lab with numerous instruments, multiple projects, and a number of protocols running. It became imperative to find a way to automate the process. And certainly there are mechanical options, but we are energy workers. We work with thought forms and frequency packages, and we know a lot about the manifestation process. So the automation process starts with another reagent, of course. And that was simply the next step moving forward from passive frequency packages to reagent programs. And it's my belief the time has arrived for active reagents. I've already built several reagent programs, and one of which balances a series of reagents one after another. So I can put 40 reagents in the well, add this program reagent, and it tests each one and then balances it. Now my latest project is even more ambitious, and you know I like to push the envelope. You know I like to do things that have not been done before, and I try to do things that at first seem impossible. And my Body Basics reagent package is the latest result. This is an active frequency package, a reagent program, if you will. In short, it goes through individual items in the subject and brings those items up to 95% of optimal. Now consider just the 8 major systems in mammals. There's digestive, respiratory, nervous, endocrine, excretory, immune, musculoskeletal, and circulatory. Now consider the organs, and then the tissues, and the cells, the chromosomes, and even the genes. How much analysis, balancing, and rechecking would it take to track the function in each of those? That's the power of an active program reagent package. And these programs are the future of our work. Now we're just taking baby steps now, and as we build them, we'll get better at it, and as we get better, they'll become more sophisticated and powerful. I think of them like the early video games. Pong was fun. I remember paying 50 cents a game to play on a table-sized Pong table. Now, within a couple of years, Pong was gone. Asteroids had come and gone, and now the video game industry, the complexity and quality of the current genre of games is amazing. So I see Body Basics as just the beginning. I'm already planning and building on the next ones, and it's an exciting time to be in radionics. If the healing sarcophagus in the Stargate movie had a software package, that is my intention. Now, most of the Body Basics program is in the field testing right now. Just one of these programs balanced over 450 things in less than 24 hours. That's 450 things I did not have to find a rate for, check, and balance. And while it balanced 450 things, it checked and passed over 700 other things that were already functioning at least 95%. I couldn't have done that manually. The preliminary results in my lab have been exciting, to say the least. I look at the carefully labeled cabinets and drawers and boxes with all my reagents. Then I look at this new set, and I confess I have to sigh. It isn't that all the rest of the reagents aren't still useful. They are. They work at deep levels and clear energy blockages. But now I can reset and restore physical vitality easily, quickly, and directly, and use my other reagents to hold those new levels. Several have asked if I will include the how to program and how to build a program reagent in the next advanced class. Right now, I'm inclined to think I'll hold it for the next five ACEs, or perhaps teach it as a standalone class. But in the meantime, for those that are looking to how to push our industry forward, you know, if you're of a certain age, you may still have some of those old programming books, you know, laying around in the attic. If so, pull them out. Start reviewing what that basic programming was that we had to learn so many years ago. The if-then-next statement. You know, I don't even remember all the different basic statements anymore. But that's really where we're going to have to start. And if you don't have some of those books on hand, get on the internet and start downloading some of that basic programming and start understanding, because as we're programming our reagents and making them active reagents, we're actually thinking of our universe as a giant computer. And so we are simply building the programs to run in that computer. It's really cool. Let me go ahead and open the lines. I had hoped that a couple of the people that had received that new set and was in testing it were going to be able to join us tonight. I don't know if anybody that has that set is able to join us yet, or if they
did. I did.
Time. Great. Well, tell me, what do you think so far? Have you had a chance to test it at all?
I did not. I find it in my mailbox about 1 hour ago, and I was making circles around it, realizing I wouldn't be able to get my hands on it till tomorrow morning.
Well, that's all right. What I was really wanting with this is just to get an idea about where this program really works well and where we can go ahead and improve it. And I thought the best way to do that was to get it into the hands of people that have, clients that, have not been, bouncing around my lab for however many weeks or months. And so it's out there being tested, that program is very exciting. And then the latest, I don't see Gail on board yet, but Gail is testing another reagent that I put together here a couple months ago called Avatar, and that is a very exciting manifester. Seems to bring in that energy of manifestation stronger than anything I've been able to do so far. So that's going to be another exciting one. So what's really neat is that as we start making some of this progress, as we open up some of these doors, more and more options become available to us. So even as we make one step forward, it's almost as if that as soon as we make that step forward, now we can see all more possibilities. And so when we make that leap, then we see even more possibilities. And so instead of running out of things to to explore and to work with and to test. Every time we take a step forward, it just opens up more doors. So it's, yeah. So it's
Monty, I have a bunch of questions. I'll try to be precise and try to keep it short. So when you were creating this, whom do you have more in mind, people with physical symptoms or mental health or both?
This one is, this set is very specifically looking at the physical. Now, the, certainly much of the mental and emotional can be influenced by the physical, but I haven't added those components to work on the emotional or spiritual yet. So this is very much on the physical.
Gotcha. So, for example, do you, and I'm sorry to bug you and tell me if it's too much bugging. For inclusion, exclusion, do you have any idea, like you're looking with people who are terminally ill at the beginning of the illness? Because, I mean, I have a variety of clients who are both like physically and mentally sick. So to me, it just would be super helpful if there are certain guidelines, if we can take physical component. What are you looking at? Again, people, animals.
Well, the people or animals, either one. The way the way I designed the system was that I wanted to start by balancing all the cells, and then balance all the tissues, and then balance all the organs, and then balance all the systems.
Sure.
The idea being that health starts at the cellular level, and we can argue that it starts at the genetic level or the chromosomal level, but for much of our work, and you know what I found is that there are times when that's not the right order for whatever the client is looking for or whatever the client needs. But again, I don't know exactly why sometimes it wants to go tissues first or systems first. And it could be that, you know, maybe the client is at a point where if we don't get the systems balanced, it isn't going to make any difference.
Gotcha. So you don't have preference necessarily for the severity for the group?
No, it, you know, it's wide open. This is one of the reasons I wanted to get it into the hands of people that, you know, were not using, you know, a lot of my stuff is that, you know, any client that's been in my lab, you know, for more than just a few days, you know, I've probably already run, you know, 20 or 25 different reagents and different broadcasts their direction. So, you know, it get it into your hands, and it's more of a clean slate.
Gotcha. Do you have a preferable way of, sure, do you have a preferable way of documenting and presenting it from research standpoint?
I don't, because I use the research just for my own edification. It's not for publication. And so what I'm looking for is what works for you.
I hear you. Well, I'll be doing both radionics and BioWheel, and that will be fascinating to see. So I'll send in results.
I'm excited to see where we end up. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I really thank you for taking the time to step forward and do this testing and helping me with this.
Well, that's exciting. I'm absolutely, you know, love doing stuff like that. So to me, it's like Christmas.
I absolutely understand. So I'm working with one gentleman that's got some kind of an issue with the tendons in his hands keep getting tighter and tighter and tighter, and I thought that it was probably a tissue issue, and so when I put the set together, I figured that that's what it would want first, and it absolutely did not want tissues first. It wanted systems first, and then cells, and then finally tissue.
Interesting.
You know, so, you know, as you build these things and you put them together, and all of you that are doing some research know this, you have this idea in your mind about what it is you're doing, and then when it and then when you get to actually using it, you realize that, well, you know, sometimes we have these great ideas and they, you know, weren't complete or weren't correct.
I guess there's no protocol yet. There's no intentional protocol about the time frame, and it's really up to practitioner, I would assume, and the client.
Absolutely, because it's brand new. You know, this entire set has not even been tested on 50 people yet. So we really don't know what's going to be best.
Gotcha.
Well, I know we've kind of monopolized the conversation tonight on the on the body basic sets, but anybody have any other questions or comments or anything exciting they're doing in radionics this last week?
Marty, I was just wondering, so this new thing you came up with, it eliminates the need to test for GV and then balance and then test for GV and balance, et cetera?
That is the plan. Now, certainly as I'm testing it, I am doing those tests to see what's happening with general vitality and what's happening with the markers that I like to check on each client. But the idea is that once I figure out exactly what it is and how it works and get it refined, it will very much be a fire and forget. And we'll have the protocols so that you balance on this one for 2 hours and balance on this one for 4 hours and balance on this one overnight, and away you go. So we'll have those protocols. But right now, I'm still doing all that checking.
Okay, so how do you know how long to run the entire program, and how do you tell when it's done?
You know, at this point, just like any other reagent that you use, you put it in the well and endows for time.
Okay.
And, and the way it's written, since I set it up to balance things up to 95%, it will be just like any other computer program that, once it doesn't find anything that's not 95%, it'll just go into a loop and keep looping. And so it doesn't hurt anything or doesn't overbalance anything. So, if it's supposed to run for 10 hours and you leave it for 12, it's not going to hurt a thing. So eventually what we'll have is reagent programs that will very much be, fire and forget. So you would run whatever tests you wanted on the client, put the reagent package to work, and then just wait for the results. Now that may seem, far-fetched, or it may seem, optimistic or even naive, but if we set our goals really, really high and we get halfway there, we've just made some extraordinary progress. And even see what we've done in just the last couple or 3 years, some of the new stuff that's out there. If you've had a chance to listen to Michelle Peel talk about the work that she's done with the crawdads and the rice and the keeping the crawdads alive and the rice from freezing and all that work, that's some amazing radionic stuff, and we're seeing more and more researchers that are doing that kind of work. Justine Bartleywood, who was at our last advanced class, has a website that she's called Radionic Woman, and some of the work that she's doing for her clients is absolutely amazing. And again, you know, the only thing that's stopping us from making progress is our own imagination and our own blockages. And if we can get out of our own way, we are going to go so much faster. And so as you're listening to me go on and on about the stuff I'm doing in my lab, you know, one, I'm proud of the work I'm doing in my lab, but I really want the folks on this call to be doing some of that work themselves. You know, if you can think it, you can do it. And once you get in the habit of doing, it's hard to get out of that habit. It really is.
Yeah. How do you know, Marty? Yeah, sorry.
Go ahead.
No, my question was, like, my imagination runs wild. Like, I mean that I go in this, I don't even know where I go. And as you said, if you can't imagine it, you can do that. But then also the question is it placebo effect? Is your intent actually changing something while you're doing it? Like, where is that fine line? Because when you're in that mode, I believe you can even influence the stick thing, the whole machine thing, you know, the whole dowsing thing. I don't know. That sometimes I'm asking myself, like, how far is far? How far is enough?
Well, and I think that many of the inspirations that I get, I don't think they're mine anyway. I think that I have just tuned into that information field, and I'm being given access to information to be able to download and use it. And because of my, you know, my basic intent, which, you know, is not, you know, millions of dollars or power or greed or whatever. It's just fun. And so my whole basic intent is to have fun doing this and to do some good things. I have not worried about, you know, where those downloads necessarily are coming from. And there are times, and it's happened, you know, several times when I've come up with something and have been told very, very specifically that this is not something to release, you know.
Yeah.
Or now what's really frustrating is when you come up with something really cool and then you're told that, hey, that is really cool, but you can't have it. So... It's a really, this is such a fun industry, and it's so exciting where we're at. Just the, you know, as we're opening up and doing, you know, new things, and the advantages that we have. You know, got a gentleman down in Florida that was on the call here just a few minutes ago that's put together a phenomenal radionic reagent that he's using on crops, and he's getting tremendous results. He calls it Smart Newt. I wish Lee was able to stay with us so he could tell us a little more about Smart Newt, because that's a, you know, another beautiful thing that radionic people are building, and they're doing it in labs. Just like you know, with the instruments, just like we had in the advanced courses, just like we had in the Five Aces class, you know, nothing special. You know, the real special part with building any of this is not what's on the table, but it's what between your ears.
Well, Marty, I have a question. This is Ann. We're at the Atlanta conference, Justine said. That she, let's see, how is this now? She, she puts into the, she says that aura distortion is a major thing for everybody that she worked with. And so I found out that was a major issue with myself, except I didn't know it at the time. But Ed said that what he does is he cold scans for a rate that would be for his highest good in this particular day. And so I started thinking about that, and I think it was you that said that a lot of the rates are no longer effective in the books. They've been around, I don't know, maybe so long they're not effective. But what do you think about that?
Ed's idea of cold scanning the best rate for your highest good for right now is
for that particular 24 hours. Yes.
Absolutely, that works very, very well. And part of the reason that many of the rates that are in that book, are not effective is because they are not effective as they once were, is because things have changed. And many of the thought forms have changed. If you are using radionics as a substitute for medical, or you're using a medical model to do your radionics, you've missed the point. And many of those rates, I would say more than 50,000 of them, are looking at that medical model. You know, they're looking at the individual pieces, and they're trying to, work on this little individual piece, and then work on that individual piece, and then do this other individual piece. And that's a very allopathic approach. And when you start understanding that there are no individual pieces, it's all part of the whole, and that when you make a change in one part of the system, it's going to change everything. And so that cold that they came down with is the cold is not the problem. The problem has to do with why the immune system didn't solve that problem before it turned into a cold. And so you start looking at the causes instead of the effects. And I think that's one of the reasons why so many rates in that rate book are, at least in my view, are not particularly valuable, because I could care less about effects unless it's an emergency. All I really want to do is take care of the causes. And even this new Body Basics program set is very much looking at effects. And so what it allowed me to do is achieve some tremendous physical benefits, and then I've got the time to find all those causes, and use my love, light, compassion, ho'oponopono, grace, ease, mercy, so I can use those other things to go ahead and rectify those causes.
Now, I'm a little confused. So say you had an issue. There was a root canal. So you don't want to have your root canal taken out. So basically what you have is an infection. So wouldn't you want to hone in on the particular thing that is causing the infection and try and, how would you do and how would you correct that without actually working on detail?
At that point, you've looked at what the cause of the infection is, and you've decided not to address the cause. And there are many of us running around that have root canals, and the idea of having, the dentist, yank those teeth that are no longer hurting, which causes pain, and then to either install an implant or a bridge or whatever. And you go through all that, a lot of people are going, I don't think cancer is going to be that bad. I'm not going to address the cause. I'm going to go ahead and address the symptoms. In that case, absolutely, you've decided not to go after the cause. So go after that symptom. That mercury, that biological transmutation of mercury, run that to get that mercury out of that area. And then go ahead and hone in and get rid of that.
Is this Peggy?
Yeah, Peggy.
How are you this evening?
You know what? It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood. How about yourself?
Excellent. Excellent. Have a question regarding Anne's thing regarding the rates in the rate book three, that they're not as effective as they once were. So all those rate sheets that were handed out at the symposium in October, is that the same with those, and that we should cold scan all of those now?
Well, yeah. Many of the now this is my opinion from my work. Much of the rate sheets that we are given, you know, are based on looking at that symptom and addressing the symptom instead of finding that causal issue. Even something as fundamental as polarity. If somebody's polarity is out, you know, of course we want to correct that.
Right.
But there's a reason why their polarity is out. And if we look at the polarity and say, oh, yeah, we're just going to correct that with a, you know, a 95-5 or whatever the rate is for correcting the polarity, you know, we can go ahead and correct that. But if we don't find that cause, it's going to go back again. So I'm a big believer in finding what that cause is.
So we need to find the cause of what's causing it, the root cause, like in a root canal.
Absolutely. and then we can decide whether we want to address it or not. You know, that root canal is a perfect example. Yeah. Okay. I know exactly why there's that infection in my jaw. Nope, I'm not going to deal with it.
Okay, I understand. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking that, like, you can run the rates for the different teeth and the bone mass and all of that kind of stuff. And so this is what I'm doing with my root canals. I'm just running Z-Pak. And I've got 6, 3 on each side. So I run the rates for the tooth and then Z-Pak. And it seems to be doing okay. I seem to be
Absolutely.
Keeping it at a minimum that I don't really have to have them removed. Because I think Dr. Bennett said that, is that his name? I forget. But if you have a root canal, it actually affects that particular organ that's related to that tooth. So, you know, talking about cause,
have you watched the movie Root Cause regarding root canals that's out there?
No, but I bet I'd like to.
Okay, you can find it on, I think it's on IMDb TV, or maybe it's IMBD TV, and you can watch it there online for free. If you go to YouTube to look at it, they're going to charge you for it.
Okay. And it says root canals are not good, huh?
Nope.
Yeah. Yep. I wish I'd known that.
The title of it is Root Cause. And it's a documentary put out by a gentleman from Australia.
Yeah. The Germans have quit doing root canals because of the long-term health consequences of the of that. And you're correct. Every tooth has an energetic connection to an organ. And so
you've
got this poison pocket feeding that organ. That's what you've got. And radionics is a great way to mitigate those issues, you know, and address those symptoms. But in our heart of hearts, we know what the cause is. Go ahead, Ann.
I think the man that actually did the first root canal says that they're not any good.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like a good idea.
They say that they can never be sterile.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's true. But maybe you can keep it down low enough. Because I think, you know, really, you wouldn't want to put in an implant because anything foreign to your body, it's not going to like. So I guess you could do a bridge. That's probably the best thing to do. But
There's all sorts of you know, different alternatives. But just like what many of us do all the time, we decide what we're going to address and what we're going to live with. And I think every one of us, when we look in the mirror in the morning, we think, this isn't exactly, what I would prefer. Let's see, am I going to change my diet and wake up every morning and exercise and run and do all those things? No. All righty then.
Now that we know what we're working with.
Yeah, that's right. We look at the risk-reward ratio and go, this is good enough.
Yep.
And it may not be, but we all make those compromises.
We'll pretend.
We will pretend. That's right. Yeah, I do not have a radionic programming for, burning enough calories for that 5-mile run. So I don't have a software emulation for a five-mile run yet.
Well, you keep working on it. We'll all buy it.
I just might have to do that then.
That's right. That's right. We're in line. Cost to be no problem.
All right. Any other questions or comments tonight?
I have a question.
I want to thank everybody. Go ahead.
Okay, I have one quick question. So I got the Tycheon 1 from Tycheon Planet. And Tycheon is supposed to be the primordial energy, right? And they use it for healing. And according to what I understand, it's pre-frequency. For whatever reason, every time I was about to mess with it, with radionics, I either wouldn't get there, something would distract me. So I have this wand now for, 2 weeks? And I still couldn't do anything testing-wise. So my question is, outside of this weirdness, if it's pre-frequency, is it possible to find the frequency for pre-frequency? Like,
yes.
Translation-wise.
Absolutely. If we can form a clear thought, that thought has a frequency.
Mm-hmm.
And what you may find is, as you're going through that tachyon frequency-free thing may be something very, very simple. I mean, a concept that we think of as simple, but it's very complex. It might be that what that frequency-free thing is a version of love or light or compassion or mercy. And so as you're holding it in your hand or you're testing to find out what it is, don't be shy about, simply asking, is this the same as mercy? Is it the same as whatever you want to compare it to? And what you may find that it is exactly that.
Oh, interesting.
Could you explain more about what you were talking about? I don't know your name, but did you say three frequencies are the basis of all life? Did I understand that right?
Well, I'm myself learning. I learned about this only a few weeks ago before I ordered. So I'll try to explain in a very basic way. So it's called Tycheon, and the idea is that it's that source of energy. It's kind of like that energy and Tycheon are the drops, like you have a cloud, right, and the rain drops. So like Tycheon energy are those drops on the cloud. And the name of the website, now there are two versions of Tycheon on the web right now. One version, if you Google Tycheon Chambers, Sedona, Arizona, you would see they're coming up. Yeah?
Could you repeat that website again?
Yeah.
Tycheon?
So it's Tycheon, yeah. It's Tycheon.
Okay.
So
isn't the second word?
Well, the one, if you Google Tycheon Chamber.
Camber.
Okay. Oh, thank you. Okay. So that one, they tell you they're running it from 12th dimension with Pleiadians, whatever else. I know I'm crazy, but that's even crazy for me. And they sell it for $20,000 online. So, yeah, the other one called Take You on Planet, it seems to be legit. I went through the training with them. It was very interesting, though it looked like they tried to sell you their product. But still, at least it looked more legit. Well, I don't know, again. And so I got this one from them. And I was, so the idea is that Tycheon energy is pre-frequency, basically has no frequency. That's why I was torturing Marty with my questions. Because I start talking about this, everybody looking at you like you're crazy, like you're really crazy at this point. So I'm going to try and test it with radionics to see what I'll come up with. Because like I have this one, so I'm sure if it's in the form, I'm sure there have to be some frequency to that, right? So it's really now playing with it and seeing what... I mean, it does work, I think. It does help with healing. I have some cuts, and that was kind of interesting experience. It heals very nicely, very fast. It takes pain away. But again, what does? Is it our intent that takes pain away, or is it that, you know, the thing? So I don't know. But
life,
I was wondering if...
complicated.
Yeah.
Always, but all complicated, but always interesting.
Always new
stuff.
Yep.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, on that note, we'll be back next month. I want to thank everybody for joining us. Stay safe out there. Keep smiling and dialing. And pay attention on the website. And as I come up with more information on some of my latest stuff, I'll get it posted and let you know what's happening. So thank you, everybody. Good night.
Thank you, Marty.
Good night. Thank you. Night.